Hello everyone, this is LS, your hostess. And no, not the letter L, E-L-L-E, L. Welcome to the Seven Keys podcast. In the last episode, Ash and Jax found the protector, a forest archer named Kalos, and took the agility test. They sure got a freaky surprise when a bear jumped out of the woods and tried to attack them. They completed the test, retrieved the first key, and jumped through the portal. Ash and Jax landed on their feet in the portal room. XR motioned to some chairs, and they sat down, exhausted from their day. "How long do we have before we have to go into the next portal?" Ash asked, breathless. "As long as you want," XR responded. "Did Kalos have any notes?" Ash snapped her fingers. "Oh, that's right, I forgot." She pulled the notepad out of her backpack, her fingers itching to open it and see what Kalos had written about them. She knew the part with the bear would be positive, of course, but what about her archery? XR took it from her hands and started flipping through it.
Very interesting, he said slowly.
Ash bit her lip. Had Kalos written bad things about her? But then she remembered what Kalos had told her. XR liked to make everything mysterious. So that's what he was doing, pretending it was mysterious. XR finally smiled. Good job protecting your brother from the bear attack, Ash. Ash blushed. It was no big deal, really. Are you kidding me? Jax exclaimed. I could have been dead and it wasn't a big deal? Ash scowled at him and tossed her strawberry blonde hair over her shoulder. You know what I mean, Jax. It sounds like Kalos thinks very highly of you, Jax, from what I've been reading in these notes, XR said. An incredible archer, the best of the best, quick and agile, very smart and could be sneaky for possible mission. Jax beamed. Can I see the notes? Ash asked, expecting a no. Surprisingly, though, XR tossed the notepad to her. She caught it and started reading. Except she pretty much couldn't. Man, did Kalos have terrible handwriting. She flipped to a random page, and it happened to be the page about Jax. Everything had a bunch of check marks and excellence all over the page. Sigh, he was totally better at agility than her. She decided not to check her own page. She didn't want to see if there was anything bad Kalos had written about her. So when are we going to go? Jax asked, swinging his legs anxiously. XR sighed. Be patient, you'll need supplies first. Ash practically jumped out of her seat. Supplies? Really? You're gonna let us get supplies? XR nodded. The first test, no one gets supplies. The second test, you can get whatever you want. Ash raised an eyebrow. Is that a hint? Is the second test gonna be way harder than the first one, and therefore we need more supplies? XR shook his head. I'm not telling you anything. You have to figure out everything on your own. It's part of the test. Okay, Ash grumbled. We have everything you'd ever need over there, XR said, pointing to a huge pile on the left side of the room. Ash's eyes nearly popped out of her sockets. She couldn't believe she hadn't noticed the pile before. It had tons of tech devices, chargers, assorted foods, and about a billion other things. Okay, so that was an exaggeration, but there was everything you would need for adventuring in there. Here's the thing, though, XR said, holding up a finger as the two siblings leapt up to grab a bunch of things from the pile. You can only pick three things each, so choose wisely. We can't have you being spoiled on your journey. I knew there was going to be a catch. Ash sighed and looked carefully over the huge pile. Definitely a phone charger. She grabbed one and tucked it into her backpack. Jax licked his lips. Ash glanced over at him and saw his gaze was focused on a family-sized bag of sour cream and onion chips. She gave him a look that said, you can only pick three things, and so you need to get things that will really help on the journey, and we already have some food, and Kalos said the next protector would give us more, and if we got hungry, those chips would do nothing for boosting our energy levels, and they wouldn't make us full, only hungrier. Jax sighed and turned away from the chips. Ash kept digging through the pile to find anything that could be useful. Well, most of it could be useful, but she could only pick the most useful things. Her hands rested on a rope for a split second, and she picked it up, examining it. She nodded. It looked like a good choice. She tugged the rope just to make sure, and it stayed strong. Perfect. She tied the rope around her waist like a belt, and then dove back into the pile. Just one item left. Jax was biting his lip, his eyes darting back and forth. What's wrong, Jax? Ash asked, rummaging through a pile of assorted water purification straws. I just can't decide, Jax said with a sigh. I'm just not really sure what's important and what's not, and you've already got a rope and a phone charger, and I have no idea. Ash laughed. Okay, Jax, so pick something that we can use to sleep in if we wind up not finding the protector by nighttime. Jax grinned and grabbed a pop-out tent from the pile. He stuffed it in his backpack and stumbled backwards. "Man, that's heavy." Ash giggled and tossed him the feather wrap Kellas had given them. Jax wrapped it around the tent and gasped, "This really works." "Here, let me try." Ash grabbed the feather wrap and a huge metal block, what would they need that for, and quickly wrapped it around. "Whoa!" She tossed the metal block, now light as air, up in the air and caught it. "A metal block is your third item?" Exior asked, raising an eyebrow. "No!" Ash exclaimed, unwrapping the metal block. "Why did you even have that in there?" Exior shook his head. "I was not the one in charge of the supplies." Ash tossed the metal block back into the pile and grabbed two flashlights tied together. "How about you get a pack of batteries, Jax, and a screwdriver in case the flashlights burn out?" "Hey, that would be both of my things," Jax said, and picked up the items. "Perfect." "Are you ready to leave?" Exior asked. Ash looked at Jax. Jax nodded. "We're ready," said Ash. "All right, then." Exior stood up from his throne and stomped his staff on the ground. The second door opened, and this time the portal was green. Ash took a deep breath and grabbed Jax's hand. Then they jumped into the swirling tunnel. Instead of landing on hard cement this time, Ash landed on something squishy and soft. She looked at her surroundings to discover she was in a gym and was now sitting on a gym mat. She could tell by the girls with leotards and tight buns that she was in the female gymnastics room. She turned into panic mode when she realized Jax wasn't next to her, but before she could get up and start looking for him, he fell down from the sky and landed next to her. Ash laughed. "I hope those gymnasts don't see us just appearing from the sky." Jax gasped. "Look, one's coming over to us." He was right. A gymnast in a sparkly red leotard walked over to the siblings. "Hey," she said with a laugh, adjusting her black hair bun. "You look lost." Ash grinned nervously. Yeah? "Where are you two trying to go?" the gymnast asked them. Jax randomly blurted, "The pool room!" Ash elbowed him and whispered, "Really? You want to play pool?" The gymnast laughed again. "You two must be new here at the gym. There's free swim and lessons in room 8. Come on, I'll show you there." Jax shoved Ash playfully. "I'm in a swimming pool, Ash, not the game." "I knew that," Ash said defensively. "All right," said the gymnast. "Here you are." She pointed to the swimming area. Jax thanked her, and she went back to her gymnastics. "Jax," Ash scolded. "She could have been the protector, or someone else in the gymnastics room." "She didn't act like it," Jax said with a shrug. "And I want to swim, so..." Ash sighed, shaking her head. "Well, at least there's lots of people in here. Any of them could be the protector." So they went into the swimming area. "You're just going to swim with your clothes on?" Ash asked him when Jax slipped off his shoes and his backpack and his glasses and walked over to the deep end. Ash followed him. "Why not?" Jax asked. Then he climbed on the diving board and did a huge cannonball. When he resurfaced, he was wearing his swimsuit? "Jax!" Ash exclaimed. "What?" Jax asked, treading water. He swam over to the side of the pool and pulled himself up onto the side. "Where'd you get a swimsuit?" Ash asked, eyeing his blue shark shirt and swim trunks. Jax blushed. Ash's eyes widened. "Oh, Jax, no you didn't!" "Didn't do what?" Jax asked. He didn't sound one bit innocent. "Did you take a swimsuit from the supplies pile?" Jax's blush deepened. "Jax!" Ash wailed. She dragged his dripping wet arm to a custodial closet and they went inside. "It stinks in here," Jax complained. "Jax!" Ash told him, staring at him sternly. "We are going to get in so much trouble. What are you thinking, stealing another item?" "I didn't," Jax said quietly. "You didn't?" Ash exclaimed. "Yes, you did. You got the tent and the screwdriver and the flashlight and a swimsuit." "I didn't steal another item, I'm saying," Jax said, still with the voice the volume of a mouse. "I swapped out the tent." "What?" Ash shrieked. "Why would you do that?" "I don't know. I just wanted to swim," Jax said. "Jax," Ash wailed. If we don't have somewhere to sleep, we can sleep on those comfy gymnastics mats," Jax suggested. Ash groaned and accidentally whacked herself against the handle of the mop. Rubbing her head, she said, "Next time, please don't swap something out." Jax nodded sadly. "Okay, but I also swapped out the screwdriver for a swimsuit for you." "No," Ash moaned. "Why would I need a swimsuit?" "In case we needed to swim," Jax said, looking at his feet. Well, I guess we better look for the protector now, Ash said, whipping out her sketchbook and drawing the pool area. So far, sketching landscapes hadn't proven to be useful, but she still did it, just in case. She turned to Jax to give him instructions, but he wasn't there. Jax, she moaned, watching him swim laps in the pool. This was going to be a long day. 20 minutes later, Jax was finally all dried off and changed back into his regular clothes, and they were off to another room to look for the protector. Ash sketched the hallway. You're just wasting pages of your sketchbook, Jax said as they walked past a door that said tennis room. Ooh, tennis! Ash shrugged, tucking her sketchbook away. Why not? And long story short, the protector wasn't in there. Ash and Jax learned this after lots of tennis balls to the head and some very painful headaches. Finally, after visiting a bunch of different rooms and taking a break to eat their hot dogs from Kellos, Ash and Jax stumbled to the weightlifting room. What if the challenger was in the gymnastics studio? Ash asked weakly. I don't know, Jax said, rubbing his head. Ow, why did we have to go into the dodgeball room and the tennis room? Why is this gym so huge? Ash groaned. Jax shrugged. It could be in some alternate universe. Who knows? We haven't looked outside. Okay, let's look in here, Ash said, and opened the door. Whoa, Jax and Ash breathed at the same time. The lights were off, but there were two huge yellow stripes on the walls that wrapped around the room. Suddenly, a voice boomed, "Welcome, challengers!" Ash and Jax exchanged excited looks. They had found the protector! The lights turned back on, and a muscled bodybuilder guy was standing in the middle of the room with a microphone. A bunch of equally buff people stood at different spots around the room, huge dumbbells in front of them. The guy in the center tossed his microphone away. Wait, they're the challengers? A lady in the right corner of the room asked, walking over to them. She looked the siblings up and down and frowned. Kids? She asked, as if the word tasted bad. They're definitely the challengers, buff bodybuilder guy assured her. He looked them over, too. I wasn't expecting kids either. Are you too old enough to work? Ash shook her head. No, why? Bodybuilder guy shrugged his broad shoulders. Well, I was assuming you would want the job. Kellos asked that, too, Ash said. What's that supposed to mean? Ah, Kellos, the little agile archer. Bodybuilder guy nodded. Let's get to the test. You didn't answer my question, Ash started, but was drowned out by all the buff people in the gym cheering and running to their stations. So, bodybuilder guy started, if you haven't guessed already, the test is strength. We're going to be lifting weights and doing other strength-related things. Ash's heart sunk. She was terrible at weightlifting. How on earth was she supposed to do this? Bodybuilder guy continued, and by the way, my name is Steve. Steve Pavyaki, the famous bodybuilder. We're going to split into teams, us and the challengers. We'll set a timer for 20 minutes. We're going to do sort of an obstacle course. You'll have to lift the heaviest weight 20 times, go on these monkey bars. Steve snapped his fingers, and monkey bars stretched from one side of the room to the other. Drop down, lift the second heaviest weights 30 times, do the monkey bars again, climb this rock wall. He snapped his fingers again, and a huge rock wall appeared. And ring the bell on top. Then the key will appear, and you'll grab it and climb back down. Everyone cheered. One more thing, Steve said. We'll have to pick someone from the gym team to go along with me. It wouldn't be fair. 30 gets 2. Who will go? Me, the lady from before called. All right, Kristen will team up with me on this, Steve said. Everyone ready? He yelled. Wait, some guy yelled. We need snacks first. Steve nodded. Fine by me. Challengers, there are protein-rich snacks in the room just outside of this one. He pointed to a door in the corner, and the swarm of weightlifters went out to get snacks. Jax, of course, followed them. Suddenly, an idea came to Ash. A terrible idea. You coming, Ash? Jax asked when he was halfway to the door. No, I'm not hungry, Ash said. It wasn't lying. What she was about to do took away her appetite completely. She pulled the feather wrap Kellos had given her out of her backpack with trembling hands. If she wrapped it around the weights, they would be light as feathers, and she and Jax would be sure to win the competition. Should she? Or should she not? Then Ashley Reed reached down and wrapped the clear feather wrap around one end of the first dumbbell. Well, that's a wrap for the fourth episode. The plot is really starting to get exciting. What's Ash gonna do? Is she gonna tell Steve she cheated and maybe get disqualified from the competition? Or go on and cheat and probably win the competition and earn the strength key? Anyway, tell me how you like this episode at ashreadpodcast@gmail.com. If you didn't catch that, that's ashreadpodcast@gmail.com, ashreedpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next week. LS out.